Hello and welcome to the Florida CPA Today podcast with Mia Thomas, former chair of the FICPA and current director of learning curriculum development for the FICPA. And now it's time to hear from your host, Mia Thomas.
Thank you for joining us on today's podcast. Today we will talk about working smarter, making more money, and taking more time. So gosh, now who doesn't want to do that? Who wants to drive themselves into the ground? We all want to relax, but the truth is we need to work. The phrase, to be happy and productive, work smarter, not harder, was coined by Allan Mogensen in the 1930s. And today with me, I have Chuck Bauer. He owns Chuck Bauer Sales Training. He is an author and has been featured in numerous business magazines. He's a trainer and business consultant, and we are so lucky that he is one of our keynote speakers at our FICPA Mega Conference. Chuck, thank you for being with us today.
Well, Mia, thank you, and it's completely an honor and privilege to be speaking with you today and also be speaking at the upcoming Mega Conference in Orlando.
Well, you know, when I learned about you, I was so excited because I saw that you definitely have a great background to help others.
Yes, we do. We have a very strong desire and commitment to helping others, and we give the listening audience a breakout of a little bit of my background. We have over 20 years in successful sales training and business development. In that 20 years, the majority of my curriculum is derived from actually going live on sales calls, but also at the same time, we do live intervention, so to speak, at offices and executive complexes, CPA offices, and a host of different industries throughout North America. And in addition to that, even though I have 1,200 clients, our biggest amount of clients are CPA and accounting firm owners, and that totals now over 100 business owners in your industry that we have helped either on one-on-one or in groups.
Wow, that's awesome because, you know, as I was a practicing CPAs, I would see one of the hardest things was to make a sale or to how to sell and how to manage your time. So one of your personal sayings is don't overthink the think, overdo the do. Tell us about that mantra.
Yeah, so if you look at the industry of CPA and accounting, that all you business owners and the people that work on your staff are very highly analytical, heavy college education, ongoing CE, things that are going on. But yet there's a very small percentage of time that is actually devoted to sales. And there's actually a very small amount of time that's devoted to business development. You know, that's an issue right there. And then in addition to that, when you look at the high-level analytical thinker, very smart person, they're very slow to make decisions. So the mantra is don't overthink the think, overdo the do. And what that truly means is, for those of you that are listening who are owners or working at a firm, is when you need to make a decision, put a deadline on when you need to make that decision so it doesn't go off into ambiguity and overthinking. Now, some experts, now this is not me saying this, Mia, but some experts would call that procrastinating.
Okay, and, yep.
Yeah, when you really look at the behavioral profiles of the analytical thinker, that's very true because the procrastination is in an attempt to try to find the worst case scenario. I can go over into the other three personality quadrants or behavioral profiles, and those people will make decisions pretty quickly. But our analytical thinkers, no, they take their time, and again, they're looking for that worst-case scenario. So that mantra was actually developed by me by working with a lot of CPA owners because they're handcuffed. Now, they're not doing it on purpose. It's a very normal situation for them. But one of the things I've been able to do is help people make better decisions and make them quicker. So again, we don't procrastinate, we don't leave incompletions. And incompletions is a big part of what happens in your industry. Now, here's a great example. So whether it's the owner or the staff, we start our business week on Monday, and we have all these things that go on, but yet we have some incompletions that carry over from Monday into Tuesday. What happens, we just, in our world, we just call them piles.
Right.
So we have a pile of stuff that's incomplete on Monday, so that boards over to Tuesday. But here's the serious issue, is that by Friday, that pile is now turned into a mountain. Everybody that's listening today know that's true.
Right.
Again, because I've been in your offices, I've sat in those offices and seen these piles happen. And then what happens with the piles is when we deal with them, we deal in haste, and that's where we really make those bad decisions. So what we've done is really made an effort to help our analytical thinker, very highly educated CPA and accounting people to be able to make better decisions in less time, clear the plate, let's not have any piles in the perfect world, and enjoy being more efficient and at the same time getting the reward of taking more time off.
So have any of your clients ever said that one of the reasons that these ginormous piles get created is, first of all, they're multitaskers and they will pick up a project and work on it and then come to a point where they can't work any further, like they're missing something or they have a question, and so they put it to the side and then they kind of forget about it until it's kind of like the deadline where, oh wait, I was waiting for this or I didn't follow up on that. Do you think that may be some of the problems, or maybe it could be they're so technical that they don't have that other thought process where they need to communicate with somebody to finish out that project? Do you think that might be part of the problem, or is that something that you help teach them to help, you know, get away from that?
Yes, and again, that's, you know, it's a very common occurrence in a CPA accounting office. It's a challenge that everybody faces, and some people actually, I don't know if this is intentional or not, but some people will leave tasks undone, so they always have something to do. So that creates those piles. But people, again, the high-level analyticals are looking for perfection before they bring something to 100% completion, and they're checking, checking, checking. So if you're listening to this and you have that that's going on, you for yourself or your firm, again, come back and put those time limits on. Now, one of the things that I'm going to be doing at Mega Conference is I'm doing a breakout that is titled DARBS, or the Deadline Dance. And what we're going to do is we're going to teach people how to self-impose deadlines on all your projects and how to follow it easily, but we're also going to show you how to do deadlines on your staff. Mm-hmm. And then the biggest one of all is how to pose deadlines on your customers and clients when they owe you things. And that, as you and I both know, is a big challenge in our firms today,
right?
Because everybody owes us a piece of paperwork. We got to get after that. So we're going to give them some solutions when we see you.
Wow. Well, that is definitely huge. So one of the subjects that I see that you teach your professionals is how much money is lost per day with interruptions like cell phone, apps, emails, and we all know about time management, but most of us don't follow it. So one of my sayings was when I had my firm was, is this a 411 or a 911 situation? Because most of the time it felt like an emergency when it really wasn't. So can you share with us a secret on how to manage that time?
Well, the first secret is to show up at my keynote in Orlando, because we are going to do the Waste at Work Day and really get into a lot of this. But let's help the listening audience right now with this.
Okay.
So I have a natural ability for efficiencies. I didn't go to school for it. It was God-given, and thank goodness for my parents who were both entrepreneurs and business owners. I have the unique ability to walk into an office and sit down at a person's computer and really spot inefficiencies. What happens is we don't know what we don't know. Mm-hmm. And so we just have our little worlds out there, and we're busy being busy. So there's a lot of things that go on in this regard. But let's get down to some statistics. Every February, I look heavily and spend virtually about a week of time looking at the labor statistics on time efficiency. Now, I basically pull my answers from IBM Analytics, United States Department of Labor, Comstat, and a few others. And what's happening in the last 3 years is an epidemic, and people are being overrun by their cell. They're being overrun by email. They're lacking organization, because all they're doing is running from one fire to another fire to another fire. So we have this huge amount of inefficiency. Let me just give the listening audience a couple quotes or percentages for you guys to think about. The first one is based off of my personal observations. And when I go into offices, I routinely see 70% inefficiency. So think about that. For those of you that are listening, if you just cut, and let's say I'm wrong, okay, let's say it's 50%. But if you just cut that inefficiency by half of that, your gross revenue will increase.
Right.
Your time off will increase. Your work space will be better. Your work environment for your staff will be better. And the biggest things that are stealing from you today is our lack of knowledge of how to combat inefficiencies. Your biggest inefficiency for everyone right now, proven by statistical data, is your cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
And your reactionary environment that we react to the cell phone over anything else. And this year of 2018, which are current for the stats, but the cell phone in 2018 overtook email as the number one interrupter. And we are now codependent on our cell phones. And now we have cell phone addiction that is the same type of situations or behaviors with cell phone addiction is found with people who have gambling addiction.
Oh, wow.
It's the same addiction habits that are found with people that have alcoholism. These habits are transferring over, and we let the cell phone rule our world, and then we have email. So one of the things when we keynote in Orlando with the Institute is that we're going to show people how to have an environment where we don't ignore our phones and we don't ignore our emails, but we actually use a protocol to handle, and we have times that we handle those things. Now, in addition to that, and one last thing, and I'm going to hand it back to you, but every one of you that are listening to this podcast, you're more than likely using Outlook, or you're more than likely using Google. Mm-hmm. But let's go back to that 70% inefficiency. So you're inefficient with those tools because you're so busy answering cell phones and emails, you can't get efficient on the tools that are right in front of you and that you already have. I've always said this, you want your own personal assistant? Now, I'll say that to a CPA owner, and I'll say it to their staff. You want your own personal assistant? And Mia, what do they always say to me?
They always say, I can do it better myself. I don't know.
No, most of them say, yes, I would love to have a personal assistant.
Okay, yes. I would love to have a personal assistant.
Yeah, not they all would like to have that errand person for them.
Yes.
And here, they already have it. And the answer to what that really is, it is to maximize Outlook, Google, maximize your platforms, and quit being a jack of all trades, master of none. And that's rampant in the CPA industry. So Mike, we're on high alert to one, master what they already have, and then be very cautious about making moves. Some of my firms have actually gone silent. There is a procedure, there's a process, there's an infrastructure built into these firms that allows them to be silent in their offices. Mm-hmm. And the phones don't ring. And please don't panic, because we have processes to handle it when people call in. But again, the phone, this just the phone ringing is an interruption. The
right.
Cell phone lighting up is an interruption. A non-value email that pops into your inbox and takes you away from that tax return that you're working on, or that part-time CFO package that you're working on, and you've got to divert out of that and go back to the email, is a diversion and an interruption. So
right.
We have to be mindful of these things and put those systems and processes in place to combat that.
Right, and I know a lot of firms have the IMs, the Slacks, all those things that are the instant messaging systems that
yep.
are forcing us to have to immediately respond. So I think that's a really good idea that you have. And so one of the last things I want to chat with you about is you have these prioritization codes that I've seen that you teach. And it's talking about taking these breaks. Because again, when people are working too hard or they're overwhelmed and they're tired, they're going to make mistakes, right? And we're all human. However, we want to be as 100% correct. I mean, that's our world of being, you know, technically there. So can you give us a recommendation, just a little recommendation, and I know you're going to talk about it more at the conference, about how we can get our brains refreshed?
Yeah, so again, whenever we say codes, we also have to say protocols. So what I'm going to be teaching is this communication protocol and priority codes that are going to streamline your operations no matter what platform you're on, or if you're using Slack and two other clouds and this and that. All of this will work into play and really help you become more efficient. efficient. So we're going to work very efficiently on that in not only the keynote, but we'll talk a little bit about that also in the breakout session. First of all, start maximizing technology, because that's going to buy you back time and space when we become better at the technology that most of you already have. The second thing is to be mindful, to strive to be more efficient. Always challenge what you're looking at is, how can I be more efficient? Mm-hmm. How can I get this done at 100% level, but do it quicker? So challenge yourself to do that. And then the other thing is to nap at your lunch hour. I mean, right. Snack on healthy and wholesome food during the day. And at the lunch hour, like, all you guys are in Florida, so go sit out in your car, lock the doors, turn on maybe some very soft music.
How about some air conditioning with that?
Yeah, you know, put that air conditioning on. Let's mm-hmm. put our eye mask on. Let's put our earplugs in. Set your alarm and take a little bit of a nap. But yeah. The other thing that will really help you settle how you feel and make you better when you're working is be in silence. We are so apt to be reactionary to every ping and everything that goes on in our day. All we're doing is reacting, so people don't have the chance to settle down. And this is why we're big on silent offices. And again, Mia, there's some people right now, our office, there's no way we can be silent. Then you've already lost the battle. There are ways, and we have firms that we have taken silent. But again, so remember that it's very important to, again, lead our people, but also lead them so they have great lives outside of work, and that they're not so overwhelmed because they've worked so hard that they don't have a life outside of work.
Enjoy life, right?
Yes.
So thank you, Chuck, for your time today and sharing your thoughts on how we can work smarter. We're looking forward to having you continue to share with us at the conference and at your breakout session and with our listeners. So, Chuck, can you tell the audience a little bit about how they can get in touch with you?
We're all over social media, so just Chuck Bauer, Bauer's B-A-U-E-R. But our main flagship website is chuckbauer.com. So all of our information there, plus we have a very thorough and free blog. So you can go in and listen to podcasts, you can read articles, and they're all solution-based curriculum that we give you at no cost, and it's 24/7 there available for you at all times. And I'd like to say that anybody, when I see you in Orlando, please come up and say hello. Be glad to meet you. And I'm looking forward to having a great conference and making contributions to each and every one of you.
Thank you so much, Chuck. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Chuck, we are looking forward to having you continue to share with us at our conference and with our listeners. If you would like to learn more about the FICPA, we have online courses, seminars, and resources on how to transform you and your organization for the future. Visit us at www.ficpa.org or call 850-224-2727 to learn more. Until next time, keep on smiling. Continue the conversation with the FICPA. Become a member and follow us on social media for today's trends and hot topics.